Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Great to be with you tonight. We've got a phone number that you can reach us, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4ISN. You can follow the show, a.k.a. me, on, well, let's see, I don't know what I am where. I'm either on Blue Sky or Twitter or Threads, which I'm deleting. That app sucks. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, or YouTube at Bart Winkler or Bart Winkler Show. I have a Reddit account that I don't post on, and the name's like Kite Flyer 506 or something. Discord, I don't even know how to open that one. I think that's it for my accounts. Okay. Oh, LinkedIn. That's where I'm the most active. I can't get enough of that site. I like what I like to do when I go on a website is say, what were people posting on Facebook 5 years ago? I want to see that right now. LinkedIn. Thing of beauty. Talking about quarterbacks that have pressure on them for next season, it was the subject of tonight's Bartometer, which, quick programming note, the Bartometer is a segment we do Thursdays at 11 o'clock Eastern and 8 o'clock Pacific. It will be moving to Tuesdays. Seemed like just yesterday we started talking about this, but we're getting closer. We're now about 3 months away, as the first Tuesday will be September the 2nd. So right after your Labor Day weekend.
Whoa.
September the 2nd for the Tuesday move of the Bartometer.
Wow.
Quarterbacks that have the most pressure. The list that the Bartometer gave us, 8 Bryce Young, 7 Kyler Murray, 6 Anthony Richardson, 5 Trevor Lawrence, 4 Lamar Jackson, 3 Justin Herbert, 2 Tua, 1 Caleb Williams. Full reasoning and logic 2 hours ago on the Odyssey app with the rewind feature. Now, as a result of this conversation, Carlos Ortiz said that Patrick Mahomes should be number one on the list.
Wow!
At one point described him as a Travis Kelce merchant.
Whoa!
And also said that the Chiefs would miss the playoffs in 2025.
Wow.
So you may chime in there if you feel free. We'll talk more Knicks Pacers. And we got a Stanley Cup matchup, which was last year's matchup. That starts on Wednesday between the Oilers and the Panthers. Mark is in parts unknown. Mark, it's been a while, buddy.
It's been a while. Been having to hide out a little bit.
This job makes it hard, but I would love to, like, just be completely off the grid, man.
Yeah, it's good. I've been hiding out, though, for not good reasons, so it's a little different than that.
What'd you do?
Women with weapons. That's the phrase that comes to mind.
Jesus.
I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding, sort of. That's half true. I'll put it that way. But I there's another problem. My dyslexia got me. When the number changed, I haven't been able to call as much as I used to, but I did call a few times, and it would always say, you can't call this number from this phone, and I had 4SIN, which sounds cool, actually, and I wish it was that. And
that sounds like forcing.
Yeah, well, at 4SIN, it's just that sin, for sin. I don't know, sounds good. Sounds has a ring to
it. That's why I also say 4476.
I know, somehow. Well, that's what. So I even tried tonight and had it wrong. And then when you did that, I was like, wait, that's not what I dialed, is it? And so it finally registered.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well, I'm glad I still taped up the sheet of paper on my wall when we got the new number, so I'm glad I did that.
Yeah, the saying it over and over, I know that's like a thing, right, in radio, that it worked for me tonight. Because I couldn't have called in. If I was done, I was like, oh, man, I can't get through it. This new number doesn't work. So there was that little dyslexia. But I'm calling about the 49ers are the thing I was calling, but I got to jump in on the Chiefs thing and Carlos' take, because I thought it was a deeply profound moving take. I can't understand Patrick Holmes at all. And Exhibit 1A, it's already been mentioned, but if you want to see, this is a guy who had a shot at being one of the greatest, if not the greatest, quarterback of all time. He had a shot at being the greatest. That is so rare and so hard to get there. And that is over. And now every losing season just takes him from those heights down. It just
so we're going to criticize Patrick Mahomes because he's only going to be the second best quarterback ever?
No, here's why I'm criticizing him, because I think there's other reasons. I think he's a good quarterback. But if you just watched the Super Bowl last year, and that's all you ever knew of Patrick Mahomes, you would be like, this guy is garbage. That's flat out.
Well, I don't know. I've seen some Tom Brady games where I walk away thinking he's a James White merchant.
And you just made my next point for me. That's why Tom Brady's number two. He's the greatest game manager of all time, but you're right. The greatest pure quarterback is still Joe Montana. You will find no Super Bowl that he lost or looked like that, or any regular season game that he looked like that. And that is why he is cemented, or who knows, forever probably, as the greatest quarterback. And I'm a 49er fan, but that doesn't factor into why I'm saying that at all.
Well, how do you feel about your Purdy extension? We haven't talked about
that. That's where I was going. So, but you know one thing you don't talk about enough? Duke baseball. I just wanted to say that. They're a really great team.
Duke baseball?
I'm into Duke baseball. I got into them for a very random reason. And they're number two seed in their region, and the NCAA baseball tournament's about to start. So I just wanted to say Duke's got a great team this year. They're super fun to watch. You got to watch Duke baseball. Yep. Starts tomorrow, actually.
Well, with that convincing argument, I don't know how I can't.
They're fun to watch. I just got into them, like I said, for a random sort of reason. And I was like, wow, this is fun. And now they have a tournament coming. It's double elimination, unlike, you know, the basketball.
All right. This has been too much on Duke. Give me your Purdy thought, okay, and then 49ers, get the hell out of here.
49ers. Purdy. I don't know if I'd say he's number one, but he's got to be in the top five because it's not just his career. Think about, they've lost these Super Bowls, and look how they looked last year. If he looks bad and they don't make the playoffs, 49ers, Shanahan, he's got to be gone or very close. Lynch has got to be gone or very close. There are multiple careers and a whole franchise riding on how this goes. And I don't know that he can do it. I just think he's a decent to good. I had to downgrade him from very good. So I think there's a lot of pressure, a lot of people that believed in him, put a lot of money into him, took a shot on him. And I think he's about to probably let them all down, and they're going to be shown as the poor decision makers that Kyle Shanahan all alone by himself is. And I think this might be the end. And I wouldn't be bummed, because I really wish we had a different coach and a different quarterback. So I think there's some pretty big pressure on Purdy.
Well, there might be. I shouldn't have let
that. That was an accident.
Okay. All right, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Good luck with your Blue Devils. The pressure may not be – there may be pressure in that situation. Doesn't mean it's on Purdy. He just got paid, so where's the pressure? What you saw with some of these other quarterbacks is Trevor Lawrence got paid. Well, okay, he's not playing that well. Well, then they're going to get a new coach. Kyler Murray got paid. Oh, he's not playing that well. Well, they're going to get a new coach. Really, the only one that had to get embarrassed about a bad contract was, to bring up our MVP of the night, Daniel Jones, who's taken more stray arrows unnecessarily than I thought he would coming into the night.
Nah, he deserves those.
Brent is in Myrtle Beach. Brent.
Hey, guys. I think that guy is into Duke baseball. It has something to do with women and weapons, but that's just what I read on the internet. But anyway, back to the NFL stuff. I can't really drop this slant that Carlos is having with the Chiefs. So I think you need to help us out, Bart, and we need to have a friendly wager, because I will go on one side and say the Chiefs are going to make the playoffs. And
you
if
think
Carlos
they are?
Is gonna, Yeah, I think they may not win the division, but the only way they're not going to make the playoffs is if Mahomes gets hurt. Or
I don't know. They
like,
could have. You could. I mean, you could have like a 10-7 year where you don't make it, or a 9-8 year where you don't make it. Remember last year they had all those one score games.
There's so many crap teams in the AFC, and they're good at winning one score games. You think they're going to be the eighth best team in the AFC? You don't think they're even going to make the seventh seed?
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I think it's nuts. So you guys can, you know, ponder on it all you want. We can have like I might eat something that's gross or mail Carlos a gift card for Christmas, or Carlos has to get me like a signed picture of a Zach Gelb that says, Carlos, be smarter. Or, you know, whatever idea that you want to come up with. But I think the idea of the Chiefs not making the playoffs is it has about as good a chance as the Mavs did of getting that number one pick. But I know that's not a good example, but hey, I'll go with 98% instead of 2%.
You know what? I think I got to, even though his Patrick Mahomes things was ridiculous, I'll jump on Carlos with this one. We can be a fully Chiefs won't make the playoff show, but I also don't want to take the shine away from him if he's right. I don't want to be like, it was my take. But I'll quietly support him in his corner as if I'm a Paul Heyman-type manager.
Oh, okay. Well, just think about it. And, I don't want Carlos eating, some food he's allergic to and has to go to the ER or anything like that. But I do think it's a crazy take because I just think there's a lot of bottom feeders in the AFC, and I can see a team sneaking up on them and not letting them win the division, but not making the playoffs. That just seems.
Well, that's the great thing about sports, Brent. Thanks for the call. Any given Sunday, or if you're the Eagles, Friday, Monday, Saturday, and Thursday. Let's get to Johnny in Atlanta. Johnny.
What's going on, Bart? First of all, what Carlos said, is he a Giants fan?
A New York Giants fan, yeah.
Okay, so he's already discredited. So only I would never listen to what he had to say.
This is juvenile playground. That's the discrediting. He's every bit as credited as anybody, except for me, because I'm an NFL owner.
What do you mean by that?
He's a Giants fan. He agreed with Daniel Jones getting that contract probably, but. I agree with you on Kyler Murray, and I'm going to add in Dak Prescott, too, because they gave Dak Prescott another weapon for him to just still throw the lead season away. So the two quarterbacks that got a lot of pressure on them is Kyler Murray and Dak Prescott to me. It's a winner. They must win for this year. And my take on the Pacers, I think Hallam, the star of Atlanta, just laid down today so they can try to finish off Indiana. Because ain't no way the bench put up 53 points and y'all only put up 30-some points. That don't make no sense right now. I can't understand that at all. I don't understand. Then
yeah, I mean, I know that sometimes you watch a team and they're like, oh, they must just want to win at home, but you don't take that chance.
I think they did because Halliburton took 7 shots. Miles Turner only had 5 points. I agree with you. That the Knicks came out with an extra energy and everything else, but 5.7 shots? Come on, man. They ain't put that defense wasn't that great.
Well, we'll find out if they come out, barnstorming on Saturday, then you'll be right about that, Johnny. Thanks for the call. Johnny in Atlanta, 888-710-4ISN. I'll get into the Knicks-Pacers a little more here coming up. Apparently that one dude that was creepy at Caitlin Clark was back at his old shenanigans again. So we'll get into that here in a second. And also hear from some of what the Knicks had to say. There's some other quarterbacks that were not on the list. Again, we are referencing a Bartometer list tonight, which was which quarterbacks have the most pressure on them in 2025. Going from 1 to 8, Caleb Williams, Tua, Herbert, Lamar, Trevor Lawrence, Anthony Richardson, Kyler Murray, and Bryce Young. There's plenty of other guys that you think should be on the list, and that's fine because there's a lot of guys that could be on the list. Basically, you can look at a quarterback situation and say, I don't know, I mean, is C.J. Stroud under some pressure? Is Jordan Love under some pressure? Is Brock Purdy, we talked about him, under some pressure? Is Dak Prescott under some pressure? The Dak Prescott news of the day is his head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, gave a very interesting answer about his, not just quarterback, but quarterback room, including Joe Milton, the third.
I mean, I think Dak is in the developmental phase, and that sounds crazy for a guy that's played that much, but like there's things that we're tweaking with Dak, you know, so I don't think it's just for Joe. The minute these quarterbacks think that they've figured it all out, that's when it's probably time for them to think about doing something different because the way defenses attack in this league, it makes it almost impossible to ever relax.
All right, so that will provide endless content. Let me just give that to you straight. Is this is a case of a classic misspeak or poor phrasing? Because, yes, you can always get better. But you said Dak is in a developmental phase. Dak just signed the richest contract in quarterback history and then is 31 years old. He's not in a developmental phase, you know? He's not. He's not. Now, he could still improve and get better, but you can't say he's in a developmental phase. And so, oh, what do you mean the Cowboys, if they're in a developmental... No. We can do it. We can do it. We can go crazy on it. We can really milk that udder till it's dry. But there ain't a lot of milk in there to begin with. The guy just said the wrong phrase. But Dak should have some pressure, and now his coach might be putting more inadvertently on him. Justin Fields is a guy you could say has some pressure. I don't think the fate of the Jets certainly lays upon his shoulders, but maybe the fate of his career. He thinks he can be a great quarterback with the Jets.
I think I can be great, you know, that, and that's, you know, been the goal for me my whole life, my whole career. So, like I said, you know, I think the sky's the limit, you know, for this team, for this offense, but we do have a long way to go.
And I don't think there's really any pressure on Joe Flacco, but I believe in the rule of threes. And we have a Joe Flacco soundbite here. He talks about why the media always asks the mentor question.
It's a good question to bait somebody into answering, and no matter how they answer it, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said, I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already, there's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences. And I have a lot of experience and I can talk on things. And hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And, you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room. And you naturally want to do that.
Are you familiar with the rule of threes?
I know of it, but I don't exactly know what the rule is.
It's just things sound better when they're in threes.
Mm.
And one news director I had once told me, like, imagine a bell. It goes ding, ding. You're waiting for the third ding.
I'm good.
It goes ding, ding, ding. Some classic examples of the rule of threes would be friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ear. Government of the people, by the people, for the people.
Mm.
Okay. Snap, crackle, pop. Rule of threes.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. Stop, look, and listen. Stop, drop, and roll. Very good.
But what about the rule of twos? If you see something, say something. That's two. 4 score and 7 years ago, that's two.
Blood, sweat, and tears. That's three. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Bacon, Lettuce, Tomato. Bart, Carlos, and Marco.
Ah, look at that. Marco's not here today. Imagine that.
That's all right.
They say the best things happen after 3.
A.M.?
That's right.
888-710-4ISN.
Not this show, because we're off.
No, the best things do not happen after hour 3 on this show. That if we were just a rule of 3 show, we would be a lot...
We would have got that Marconi already.
There's plenty of nights where we're better re-airing hour 1 as hour 4 and calling it a night. This may turn into one of them. 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk about the Knicks and what they have to say going back to Indiana when we come back on the Bart Winkler Show.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Pascal Siakam, after the game, says the Knicks played harder than us. We played hard. They played harder. We've heard that answer a quadrillion times. And I think, to a sports-loving brain, that makes sense. I mean, you played hard, but they played harder. One of the reporters tonight didn't quite understand what that meant. His name is Greg Doyle. That may sound familiar to you. If it does, it's because he was a part of this.
Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
So he does the heart thing that Caitlin does, and he does it. The creepiest part of all of this. Well, I mean, that's kind of creepy. Okay. Is he trying to, you know, hey, you know, I can almost like listen to him justify it, but then the hole that he keeps digging, this sounds really creepy.
I like that you're here.
I mean, you can't. It's just.
You're here.
I do that at my family after every game. So
okay, it's well, let's cool. Start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Now, what does that mean? I mean, you just can't. You can't. So the Fever are like, you're not covering us anymore. Greg Doyle with the Indy Star, and then he's not covering them anymore because that was, you could see how that could come off creepy. It comes off creepy because it is. So he is the one that is trying to figure out Pascal Siakam's question. I wonder to myself, is it fair to play the Siakam Q&A without explaining the backstory of Greg Doyle? I don't know. We've never had a situation before where a guy goes to Caitlin Clark, I like that you're here. Do that to me and we'll be just fine. So I'll allow it personally. So Pascal Siakam, you heard him off the jump there say, we did not play as hard as the Knicks did. So Greg Doyle doesn't get it.
Can you make sense of it for those of us who don't play this game at this level? Like, you know what was a mistake, and you're saying they played hard with you guys, you didn't fight them hard enough. How is that possible?
What do you mean?
How is it possible to not fight hard enough in game?
What are you talking about? They played harder than us. It's okay. We played hard, but they played harder. What's your point? I don't get it.
My point is you're saying you guys got out fought, and I'm saying...
That happens in the game, though. That's basketball.
In game 5, we didn't make weapons?
You're good? You're good, bro? You're looking for something, I know, but damn. No, but I'm telling you, though. I told you. What else do you want me to tell you?
Well, what you tell me how? That's all I'm asking.
Well, what about you telling me? So go ahead. Who's this guy? What's your name, bro? Oh.
And Siakam's face, like, looks so sad. And he finds out the guy's name. I'm not sure if he knew it was from the Caitlin Clark thing, but That happened in the postgame presser tonight, and more people are going to pile on this guy. Yeah, I don't know what the angle is. Does he not understand how one team cannot play harder than another? It's quite possible. Was he trying to get Pascal Siakam to admit what Johnny believed, that the Indiana Pacers wanted to dog it in a game so they could win it at home? I mean, you might, if that's the angle you're getting, Greg, you might as well just say that, because people are going to clown you anyway. You might as well go for broke at that point. The Knicks were the victor tonight, 111-94, whereas the starters for the Pacers were pretty bad. Siakam led the starters with 15 points, but they only had 37 as a unit. Good contributions out of Towns with 24. Good contributions out of Jalen Brunson with 32. Pretty good effort. Jalen Brunson said part of the reason is because we played Knicks basketball tonight.
I just feel like we just played better. We played better. We played to our standards. And you got to give them a lot of credit for the way they play, but we played Knicks basketball tonight.
Tom Thibodeau, who has not been to a conference final since 2011 and is trying to get to his first NBA finals. It's nice when you have Karl Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson on your team, and it's nice when they're as aggressive as they were tonight.
The aggressiveness of Jalen and Kat to start offensively and then the group being tied together defensively. Then when the bench came in, they did the same thing, and then we were mixing and matching. And, you know, and the foul trouble changed some rotations as well.
Yeah, so good aggressiveness on offense. The aggression on defense is fine if you're not doing fouls that you probably don't need to do, because Towns was then in foul trouble in the third quarter, which means you have to bring in Mitchell Robinson, which he can give you a good out burst off the bench, yes, but the Pacers were like, all right, well, we're going to foul this guy. We're in this position in the game where we're going to foul this guy because we know they can't bring in Towns. So we'll foul Mitchell Robinson, send him to the line. He's not going to miss both shots. We'll get the ball back. And we're going to claw our way back in. And they kind of were doing that. And since so Mitchell Robinson had come out and Precious Achiuwa came in for a little bit, but we got to work on the fouls. Those guys are, I don't know that I've seen a duo that's like as effective, but also close to fouling out or fouling out as much as those guys. They need him on defense. One thing that they did do pretty well was stopping the Pacers starters, as I mentioned. One guy specifically being Tyrese Halliburton, who only took 7 shots in the game. 8 points total. Karl Anthony Towns on what they did against him.
Just make it difficult for him. I thought we did a better job today of making it difficult for him to get those open looks and to get going. And as you see right now on the screen, we're just doing a great job of applying pressure and making sure that every time he's looking to score, you know, he's seeing bodies, he's seeing people. We're not allowing him to have space to, utilize his talent. Mikal does a great job right there. So just a great job tonight of executing the game plan.
So again, game 6, it's on the schedule. No longer if necessary. That is happening Saturday night. No game 6 in either NHL conference final, as we've got the Panthers and the Oilers in the Stanley Cup. Now, if Edmonton lost, the Stanley Cup would not have started until next Saturday, the 7th, to give the teams proper time. We're going to get started on June 4th. Dave is in Edmonton. What's up with you tonight, Dave?
Hey, man, what's up? I just
how you doing
after that game? Having a good time since the Oilers won. They're going to the playoffs, going to the Stanley Cup Finals, year 2. And they touched the Campbell Trophy. They're going to win it this year because they touched it. That's what I think. And
Go ahead.
Well, what are you asking me?
I mean, like from a hockey perspective, outside of luck and superstition, although sometimes that takes over in hockey, and that is what decides who wins and loses. How do you feel about the rematch on the ice?
I think Florida's a bunch of chumps, and the Oilers are going to take it in 4.
4. We're going with a sweep. Dave, keep the party going. I hope you don't work tomorrow. Hey,
or maybe I'll say 5. We'll take it in 5 because we're talking about the theory of threes and twos or whatever he said, the power of twos.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about power of fives because Oilers have been to the Oilers won 5 cups. So it's time for them to win their next cup. They're going to win in 5. And another thing is I got a good slogan because you know how like the power of 5, there's nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. Well, I was
exactly
thinking about Dak Prescott. You're talking about Dak Prescott earlier. Every time I watch this guy in the playoffs, he gives me nausea because he's so terrible. He's been to the playoffs five different years, and he's always pooping the bed because he's got diarrhea.
I don't know. Dave, thanks for the call. I don't know how that dove into that so quickly. That was a dumb button watcher all over the place, right? Like, not, I'm not saying pun, like dumb button. Dumb button's when someone says something they shouldn't and we kick it back in time. But I realize now it sounds like a pun because he was talking about poop. And I'm better than that. 888-17.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
10 4 ISN 888-710-4476. Let's get an update from Gordon Damer. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. You know, these NBA finals should be interesting. I do feel like the Pacers and Knicks are just playing to see who's going to lose to the Thunder. And I think the Thunder can't hate the series going longer.
Okay, see you later.
We are not going to have game one of the NBA Finals. I didn't know it. I didn't. At first, I thought that like my stream got switched.
Oh, I mean, did you just process that late?
Well, yeah, and then. When you play a drop for the first time, I do get startled. I get scared.
You have to break it in like your mattress.
Yeah, a little bit. I appreciate them, but I do get.
Yeah.
I,
well, congratulations to Pat Boyle for making the show for the first time.
That was Pat Boyle. Hear me that again. Hear me that.
You want to try that again?
Uh-uh. No, I like what I said.
All right.
Okay, see you later.
I thought that was like Bart Simpson.
No, that was Boyle within the first 2 minutes of his show yesterday. And I'm like, I was still here, so I'm like, you know what? That's still Bart time somewhere else. That counts.
Because that was the radio call, right? That we made.
Yes, he was mocking the final call, and rightfully so. It was awful.
Yeah, we didn't like it either. But I didn't go all
Matt Pinto,
Nancy Cartwright,
I'm looking at you.
On it. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, good. Good. I was just going through some old tweets. I'm back to August 2023, and I found there was one time where I was doing a show with Pat, and I gave him Odyssey points.
You and these damn Odyssey points, like, you give them out like candy. And it's like, I thought I was special when I got like 30 Odyssey coins from you one time, and then I see you giving it to Boyle and Peruzian and Stu Kovacs, and I'm like, all right, well, then Bart is just a bleep with these coins. He's just giving it for free.
So it's an inner company monetary thing.
Which just means absolutely nothing to those companies.
Well, what it does is if you earn enough points, you can buy company branded gear.
Which, why would you want to?
Well, I want a hat. I do want an Odyssey hat.
I have a winter skull cap if you want it.
I might want it. I have a backpack. They once thought I was a new one.
Yeah, it's easier for you to like put your personal belongings in when they inevitably can to show and take it with you in that backpack.
They thought I was a new employee and inadvertently sent me a backpack.
At least you got a backpack when you got hired. I got, you know, nothing. I said, congratulations,
really nice
you
backpack.
Got a job. You work in radio.
It's a really nice backpack. I use it for most of my travel. I'm not kidding. And also, I have bright orange Odyssey socks.
That's actually kind of cool because I have like orange sneakers. I would rock some Odyssey socks.
Yeah. Odyssey, by the way, if you want a part of Odyssey in your life, download the app and listen to us today wherever you get your Odyssey apps. All right. I was on some sort of track. Oh, yes. I was talking about the Thunder. I saw an interesting tweet here is putting the Thunder in context to what the Thunder was before. With KD and Russ and Harden, this guy Chris Foshi says, to the young Thunder fans, imagine if we blew that 3-1 lead to the Wolves if Naz Reid kicked Hartenstein in the nuts, and then SGA joined the Wolves a month later. That's kind of what happened when Kevin Durant teamed up with the Golden State Warriors. Instead, these Thunder are in a great position for years to come with two first-round picks this year and a second, two first-round picks next year and a second, two first-round picks in 2027 and 2 seconds, four picks in 28, and six picks in 29. They've got the first-round picks in those years as well. If it doesn't mean they're going to draft guys, what it also means is it's just assets. Assets that they can use to bring in other veterans to continue to build this thing. In an era where the CBA basically says you can't do anything, they might have found a way to slide in with some ammo at their disposal to help their team get better and maybe keep this thing rolling. So we always, when we see a new champion, and they haven't won the title yet, and they may not, but this team is built to become something of a dynasty themselves. So that's something they've got going. This year's team, by the way, is pretty good. And if you're going to beat them, it's probably going to have to be on the road. At home, they're 8-1 in these playoffs. They only have one loss, and they were up 9 with 3 minutes to go. They lost by 2. That was when they were doing the free throw thing. Fouling up 3. In the games they won by 51 points, 19 points, 43 points, 7 points, 32 points, 36 points, 15 points, and 30. So they're plus 231 in their home games. Pretty good stuff there. Pretty good stuff. Now, I'm reading a Bill Simmons tweet. I realize I just said they won 8 games, and then I gave you 9 numbers. I'll have to just give Bill a call and see what's going on there. I'll get on that right now. But fact of the matter is, they are dominant. They only lost to the Eastern Conference twice this year. You might think the stat is once, because they lost to the Cavs. They split. But they also lost the NBA Cup Final. People forget, to the Milwaukee Bucks. And I would just like to make that known and make that point clear. So thank you, and thank you very much. Remember a while back I said I was going to turn the last segment into the show, or of the show, into just me venting about something and getting something off my chest, something that was maybe sports-related or maybe not. Well, I'm going to do that tonight. I've got a clip here from Speak, the show on FS1, Paul Pierce, Joy Taylor, and Keyshawn Johnson on the desk. And there, Joy Taylor was mad that Aaron Rodgers hadn't showed up yet to Steelers OTAs. And then everybody yelled at her and said, he's not even signed there. And so she's saying, no, you're misinterpreting. I'm saying if he's going to sign there, he should be there already. And she does some, you know, fake mock internet voice. But then they go into a thing that really bothers me, and I need to stand up for a particular group of people, or at least for a particular stereotype, if I may. This is the clip via FS1.
Also, Key, people think that you and I do not know that Aaron Rodgers is not officially signed to the Steelers.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. They're having a hard time with it on the internet.
And I don't get...
Like, did Joy and Key know that he doesn't have to be there because he's not actually signed to the Steelers? So I don't know if you heard.
Is that how they sound?
That's how, in my brain, when I read these things, like, and?
In the downstairs, in the basement, at their parents'
house. How do you have this job if you don't know that Aaron is not officially there?
For those people that are trolling me and Joy and talking about, we don't know what we talk about, listen to what we say. No sound bites on the internet. Just do that for me. Listen to everything that we say.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like if you're going to take a clip of this show and I say something at one point and you're not understanding the context or, you know, what I meant by that, maybe I'm referring to something we said a segment earlier or an hour earlier, you need to listen to the entire 4 hours. You need to listen to everything I say before you clip me. That's not the part I have an issue with. The part is the parents' basement thing. I really do. Because Just because somebody disagrees with you on the internet doesn't mean that, one, they're at their parents' house. Okay? And two, that they're in the basement. It doesn't mean either of those things. First of all, what's wrong with being at your parents' house? Kids should be spending perhaps more time with their parents. You raise these kids for 20 years and then you just never see them again? No. Go back to your parents' house. Basements, on the other hand, coolest part of the house. Okay? In the Midwest, these basements, I need to finish my basement. That's the big project. It pains me that I have an unfinished basement. Because growing up, all of my friends' houses, man, finished basements with bars in there and TV rooms. It was the most happening part of the house. Don't just assume because somebody disagrees with you on the internet that they're in their parents' basement. Also, who knows, who cares if they are? One of my uncles did not move out of his parents' basement, my grandparents, until he was 30 years old. And I thought, that's kind of cool. He's got the whole basement to himself. You know, he gets the comfort of mom and dad buying groceries. They can't really scold him. He's a grown man, but he doesn't have to pay money on rent. And he's always home. He can go, if he wants to give his dad a hug, if you want to give your dad a hug, somebody have to fly across the country. He just go up the stairs. I thought that was one baller way to live. I even moved back home with my parents after my first job, just to get back in that parents' basement. Now they gave me an upstairs room. So that was no fun. But come on, enough with the stereotypes. We got to be better than that. If I do anything in this world, it's defend parents' basements. Thanks to Carlos Ortiz. Thanks to Gordon Damer on the updates. Thanks to Zach Gelb for talking to us as he was just hitting REM sleep. Pat Boyle is up next. This has been The Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to The Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.